USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Extreme heat is baking the U.S. Southwest. Forecasters in Phoenix say Saturday was the hottest day of the year for the city, which hit 118 degrees at Sky Harbor International Airport. Las Vegas is expected to tie or break the record for hottest day ever today with a forecast temperature of 117. In California, Death Valley topped out at over 120 degrees. The heat is expected to continue into next week. Rain is the problem in Pennsylvania, where flash flooding in the Philadelphia area has resulted in 4 fatalities, with 3 individuals still missing. Here's Upper Makefield Fire Chief Tim Brewer.
Flash flood is over. We have assets in the creek. Search and rescue are physically walking the creek banks. We're accessible.
The National Weather Service says 4.5 inches of rain fell within 2 hours on Saturday evening. A magnitude 7.2 earthquake near the Alaska Peninsula prompted a brief tsunami warning this morning. The National Weather Service issued an alert urging coastal residents to move to higher ground. That warning was later downgraded to an advisory. Former President Trump admits he doesn't have any indication if his motion to have his federal trial delayed will be granted. Speaking on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures, Trump praised the judge who will make that decision. The former president called Judge Aileen Cannon a smart judge who loves our country. One 2024 GOP presidential hopeful says he has no interest in running as a third-party group's candidate.
There are only two people who will get elected president of the United States in November of 24, the Republican nominee for president and the Democratic nominee for president.
On ABC's This Week, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie said he would not want to be the no-labels candidate for president. United Airlines is giving its pilots a big pay raise. The airline announced Saturday it will boost pay 40% under a new 4-year contract that was reached with the pilots' union. Earlier this year, pilots rejected an offer and threatened a strike. This is USA News.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives.
Treatment helped me get my life back. I was so addicted, the only person I could focus on was myself and what I needed. I hit rock bottom and lost everything. Through treatment, I was able to overcome those demons and focus on my family again.
I used until I overdosed and almost died. That was the end of the road for me. After seeking treatment, I now have hope. I learned skills that help me deal with life on life's terms.
800-932-1745. 800-932-1745. 800-932-1745. That's 800-932-1745.
Pennsylvania police have captured an escaped prisoner who's been on the run for over a week. Authorities announced Saturday that Michael Burham was captured without incident in a wooded area near the town of Warren. The homicide suspect escaped from the Warren County Prison in northwest Pennsylvania last week by breaking out through the roof. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is defending the plan to provide cluster munitions to Ukraine. Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, Sullivan dismissed the suggestion the U.S. has lost its moral authority because of President Biden's decision. He noted that neither the U.S. or Ukraine signed the Convention Against Cluster Munitions, agreed to by more than 100 other countries. There's bound to be long lines for ice cream today.
After all, it's National Ice Cream Day, which has been celebrated on the third Sunday of July each year since President Ronald Reagan signed a measure in 1984. Places like Gunther's in Sacramento tell ABC 10 they're slammed, especially with the Northern California heat.
When we have busy, hot days like this, we go for at least 300 gallons of ice cream.
This is also National Ice Cream Month. Ice cream makers in the U.S. churned out 1.38 billion gallons of the stuff last year, according to the International Dairy Foods Association. I'm Jeremy Scott.
LeBron James is going back to the number 23. James' friend and agent Rich Paul told ESPN the decision to switch from 6 back to 23 was made by James out of respect for Bill Russell, who had his number 6 retired across the NBA last season following his death. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool. Yep, even easier than that. And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.